This talk is from GreatCatholicHomilies.com. The speaker is Father Pablo Straub, a Redemptorist priest and the founder of two religious communities, the Consecrates of the Most Holy Savior, for men and for women. The Order of Mercy, defending the faith throughout the world, willing to give up our own selves for others whose faith is in danger. Go to orderofmercy.org.
It's hard to imagine such a marvelous thing happening, but it did. At the Last Supper, Jesus took bread into his holy and venerable hands. In front of the 12 apostles, he said, "Take and eat. This is my body." And then he said, over a chalice of wine, "Take and drink. This is my blood." The apostles made their first Holy Communion. And you know, now that you've heard the words of consecration, "Take and eat," piece of bread in his hand, "Take and eat, this is my body. Take and drink. This is my blood." I want you to hear too, very short words that Jesus said that makes it clear that his body and his blood are offered in sacrifice. 18 hours later, this was Thursday night, 18 hours later, on Good Friday afternoon, Jesus was going to die on the cross. So I'm going to say the same words he said. I'm going to add what he added, the bread. "Take and eat. This is my body, which is being handed over for you. Take and drink. This is my blood, which is being poured out for you." That's why we use the phrase Eucharistic sacrifice. When Jesus is made really present at Mass, and he is, because Jesus said to his apostles, "Do this, what I've just done, do it in memory of me." He told his apostles that. That is why, after the Holy Spirit came, about 40 days later, 50 days later, when the Holy Spirit came, 50 days later, and the apostles began to preach every week, the first day of the week, Sunday, they bring the Catholic people together and they offer the Eucharist. "Take and eat. This is my body, which is being given up for you. Take and drink. This is my blood, which is being poured out for you." Now, why could the apostles do this? Where did they get this power? when and how they got this power. After Jesus said, take and eat, this is my body which is being given up for you. Take and drink, this is my blood which is being poured out for you. He added, do this in memory of me. Turning them, the apostles, into priests. Priests. That is why inside of a few minutes, Father Elvio, standing at the altar, is going to take bread into his hands and say, take and eat, this is my body, which is being given up for you. Take and drink, this is my blood, which is being poured out for you. It's so marvelous. So marvelous. And that God has chosen men, beginning with the apostles, and given them the power to do the same thing he did. Do this in memory of me. And so the Mass is said all over the world. You know how many Masses are said? You know how many? On a weekday, 4 per second. Father Elvio began his Mass by saying, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. When Father Elvio, I'm going to just say his first little sound of, in the name of the Father, when he was saying, eh, didn't even finish the word in, when he just was saying, eh. 3 other priests were also saying, it. 4 Masses a second. 4 Masses a second. Where? In Japan and in Kalamazoo. In Chicago and in Argentina. In London and in Moscow. 4 Masses a second. All over the world. Every second, 4 priests are raising the consecrated host. And at the same time, another 4 priests are raising the consecrated chalice. And almost the last thing the priest does at Mass is give us the blessing before we go. And he says, may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, 4 per second. When Father at the end of Mass says, may the blessing of Almighty God, another 3 priests are going to be saying, may, 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 may. 4 per second. And on Sundays, 6 per second. The adults now, especially maybe the kids too, but I kind of think the adults have sometimes asked themselves, with all the horrible sin going on in the world, all the horrible sin, I'll just give maybe 2, maybe 3 examples. Killing of the babies, adjusted by surgical abortion, surgical, which is not the most numerous abortion, just by surgical abortion on any work day, an average of 4 babies per second. The efforts to destroy marriage, the articles that are written saying the end of the family, they're writing articles on the end of the family. We should teach a child to contracept, then the child begins sinning at an early age, but it's said to the young ones, it's not a sin, just go do it. And then you don't get married, just have fun, and you don't have babies, you use stuff so you don't have babies, and if you do have one by accident, you don't let them get born, you kill them. But they don't say kill him, they say you abort him. And then against God, who says, I made them man and woman. No, it's okay. They're saying, and they're wrong. It's okay, man with man, woman with woman. Have you, now I'm going to get to the question. Have you ever asked yourself, what keeps God from just going like this? Have you asked yourself that question? What is it that keeps God from just going like this and destroying it all? Just putting the world itself to death. Because the world offends him so much. So much. What is that? I'll tell you what it is, all right? Every time God the Father would like to raise his hand and just go like this, he sees his son raised up. Actually, 8 times a second. 4 times the host, and 4 times the chalice. That makes 8 per second. You are the savior of the world. Was it that made Jesus say, take and eat, this is my body, which is being handed over for you. Take and drink, this is my blood, which is being poured out for you. What is it that made Jesus say such a thing? His love for us. His love for us. He wants to be in us. He wants to be in us. You know, the dads understand that. The dads want to be in their children's hearts. When the kids start getting married, dad is happy. He said, you're going to get married sooner or later. You'll have your own home. But I'm your dad. You keep me in your heart. And the moms, not less. Just know, dear little one, you are in me. want to be in you. Right? What a mother most wants is for her child to be in her heart, and for her to be in the heart of her children. For her to be in the heart of her children. You know, when I was a young priest, I was in Puerto Rico. Once I was walking along a beach on a day of rest, and I saw some tiny shells. Just little tiny shells by the side of the sea. And I collected them. I put them in a clear plastic bag. I guess I stuck a tape on the bag. And the tape said, I wrote on the tape, shells for mom. Then after 3 years, I went home for vacation. And my mother found the bag. I guess I forgot to give it to her. And it said, shells for mom. And she started crying. I'm saying to myself, what's the matter with moms? You bring home a gift from mom, and she cries. Because it was tears of joy. My son has me in his heart. And that's why Jesus said, take and eat. This is my body. Take and drink. This is my blood. Because just like a mom wants to be in the heart of her child, Jesus wants to be in us. By the way, I'm very happy about something. I can just see by their eyes that these children believe. That these children are truly Catholic. That these children know that the Catholic faith is not a worldly thing. It's a godly thing. And they never want to lose it. They want to walk with God all their lives long. And that is why he said, take and eat. This is my body. You know, when I was a kid, I hope you can hear me without a microphone. I'll talk a little slower, a little louder. When I was a kid, they taught us to genuflect. I've been genuflecting all my life. My knees are shot. And my own fault, because right close to my 60s, I was still doing up for rebounds. that is your house.
Hear more talks like these at greatcatholichomilies.com.